Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming on to the webinar today with ourselves, CPA. I'm delighted to introduce myself. My name is Adam O'Reilly, and I am the Student Recruitment Officer here at CPA. And I also have with me here today, Mary Gleason, excuse me, who is the Accounting Technician Ireland President. Mary as well is also a member of CPA Ireland and also the Accounting Technician Ireland Institute as well. So I just want to give you a synopsis of the presentation. So we'll just run through the CPA qualification, and then Mary is going to give a brief introduction about herself and her journey to date as well, speaking about that. So I just have a short video to play for you guys.
Is facing your future front of mind? The CPA Ireland Accountancy Qualification makes picturing the next step in your career exciting. Progress with a qualification that will set you up for the ever-advancing future of accounting. Our innovative syllabus will prepare future business leaders in strategy and leadership, data analytics for finance, core accounting skills, disruptive technologies, sustainability, and flexible learning options, including virtual classrooms and online exams. Imagine tapping into our global connections. With CPA Ireland's international partnerships, you can have a qualification that travels with you to your next opportunity, wherever that may be. And through it all, CPA will be there for you, providing dedicated assistance throughout your trainee job search. Wherever you picture yourself, the future is clearer with the support of our dedicated career advisory team. Go anywhere with CPA.
Perfect. So the video just gave you a brief synopsis of ourselves. So we are CPA Ireland. A lot of you may have heard of us already. We are a leading Irish accountancy body here in Ireland. And we teach the CPA qualification to become a fully qualified CPA. The qualification is recognised here in Ireland, and also it's recognised internationally as well. We have over 50 members and students working around the world, and we have some agreements with a lot of other accountancy bodies like CPA Canada, CPA Australia, with the CGMA designation in America as well with CIMA. So you can go and work globally with the CPA qualification. We have announced a brand new syllabus that will be commencing this September for the new academic year, which we're really excited about, and I'll talk about a little bit more. As well as that, with the qualification, we have some great flexible learning options for our students through online and face-to-face. And throughout your studies and your journey with CPA, you have that dedicated support team. So, you know, from today, with myself looking after all the student recruitment, right on to becoming a student, and then right through to membership as well. So one of the things that we're very proud about here at CPA is the support that we offer to our students and right on into membership as well. I know Cathy was a previous accounting technician student as well, and I think she's said it clearly that we have that friendly but professional approach as well, and that makes the journey very much worthwhile as well. So we're very proud of the support that we offer to our students and to our members as well. We also have a career advisory service here in CPA, which can help you with your job search as well for, you know, a trainee position. So with tailored CV preparation and interview advice, we also have that service that we provide to any incoming students as well who are looking to secure a trainee position if they haven't at the moment. We are delighted to announce our brand new syllabus, Ready to Face the Future of Accounting. So we created this syllabus to equip our students and our newly qualified members as well with the skills, competency and knowledge to be future ready for the changing world and also the accountancy profession as well. Within the syllabus, we wanted to keep the kind of the core accounting skills for our students. So, you know, your accounting, audit, tax and finance as well throughout the syllabus, as well as having the strategy and leadership as well. So to allow our students and our newly qualified to make those business decisions as well within their companies as well. There's also the disruptive and emerging technologies that are coming through as well. So our students will be learning about them, you know, blockchain, robotics, AI, fintech as well. So that's also trade qualification. As well as that, our students will be looking at the sustainable reporting and carbon accounting as well. So they'll be able to make, you know, they'll be able to advise on, you know, ethical and act and as around the sustainable reporting as well. We also have a brand new elective subject, data analytics. So students that choose this elective will develop high sought after analytical skills such as capturing, interpreting and reporting on big data as well. Students as well who pick this subject can also become a recognized certified data business analyst through this dual qualification that we have with the Analytics Institute as well. So we're very excited about that for any students picking that elective as well. So I suppose just to give you a brief overview of how do you become, you know, a qualified CPA or accountant. So you have your professional exams and your 3 years or 36 months training. So the qualification has three stages of exams. You can see there the foundation, professional and strategic as well. So accounting technician students can receive exemptions from all of the foundation level. And also the corporate law module in our professional exams. So you're coming in with 9 remaining exams, which would have been the same on our old syllabus as well. So you don't have any more exams to complete with our new syllabus as well. So you have your professional, and then at your strategic, you have your 2 mandatory, and then also your 2 electives there. So as well as to confirm your exemptions, it's very simple. So for anyone who is currently finished their accounting technician qualification, you can email a copy of both years of your result transcripts to myself or to our hello email address. Our education and training team will assess them and confirm your exemptions by email. So it's very straightforward. For anyone who might be currently in year one as well, at least this is something you know going into year two, that these are the exemptions that you'll be working towards as well. As well as your exams, you also have your training. So with CPA, we don't hold our students to training contracts. So you have that flexibility on your journey to, you know, work in practice. So you can work in any practice, whether it be a CPA or an ACCA or a chartered, as well as working in business and industry as well. So we have that flexibility for our students. As I said, once you progress on and become a student, we also have that support as a student throughout your studies as well and getting your training as well and right on into membership. You can see there that we had 100% employment of students who came into membership from 2015 to 2019. So it just shows you that the qualification is regarded highly by employers, that all our new members coming in were employed as well. So our academic year kicks off every year in September and runs through to August, and we have exams in April and in August each year. You can sit between 1 and 4 exams per sitting, and our exams will be taking place online as well. So it gives students that flexibility, you know, to sit between 1 and 4 exams. Hopefully for you guys coming in with 9 exams remaining, as well as your 3 years training, you could look and average it out at, you know, maybe 3 exams per year. But the flexibility is there for you to progress at your own speed and how many you would like to sit each year as well. So the flexible study options, we have the flexibility of our online e-learning. So, you know, with this, I suppose it's this e-learning, it allows you never to miss a lecture. You know, you can study at your own flexibility. whenever suits you as well, because hopefully as well you'll be working, you know, full time. You'll also have your own personal life, and the e-learning just gives that flexibility to allow you to study when it suits you as well. You know, for anyone else who, you know, might not like the e-learning option, we do have the evening face-to-face classes in Griffith College Dublin and Cork and CIT. So for anyone who might be within the region of Dublin and Cork, they have that option. But we are finding that, I suppose, as well with everything kind of going on with COVID, the online e-learning as well is that great flexible option as well. So how do you essentially register with ourselves to become a student? So as I said, step one is to confirm your exemptions. So you can email a copy of your transcripts to myself. We'll confirm your exemptions. Then you can complete our online registration form. Within your registration form, you can provide us with a copy of your ID, or you can email that on. We are currently waiving the student subscription for the remainder of the 2019-2020 academic year as well. And then once all the steps are completed, then you are a registered student with CPA. And then when the academic year starts in September, you'll be able to register with your educator of choice to start your studies towards the exams in April and August as well. So I know that's just a brief overview of the qualification as well. I'm delighted to announce as well that we have Mary as well, that I mentioned before. Just to maybe give you a little background information on Mary. I suppose she once sat where a lot of you guys are today. She completed the accounting technician qualification and then progressed on to the CPA exams and became a member as well. And in 2014, Mary became a fellow with ourselves CPA. Mary now runs her own financial management and accounting practice. And in terms of the accounting technicians, she is a fellow with ATI as well, and was a chairperson of the Munster District Society and on the finance committee. And since then has been appointed the president of Accounting Technicians Ireland. So I'll pass it over to Mary, who will be able to, I suppose, give a bit more information about herself and her journey to date.
Thanks, Adam. Hi, folks. Good to be with you today. I'm here representing Accounting Technicians as their president for the coming year. Great honour. It's good to be here. Some of you may have seen me or met me as chair of the Munster District Society. I've been in that role now for a number of years and really enjoyed hosting and meeting a number of you. I expect at this stage, there's some of you have passed exams, so huge congratulations to you, well done. I remember those days. And just a reminder to watch your work experience and try and get your full membership with the Accounting Technicians Ireland. It's really good to have the qualification and the use of the letters at the back of your name and the recognition of it. It's worth taking that final step and getting the full membership. As for CPA, why CPA? When I was in your shoes, and way back a number of years ago, I decided, right, I'll continue to be an accountant. And I remember an accountant saying to me, there's a huge gap between accountant technicians and accountancy. And I was getting a bit nervous about it all. And I thought, look, I've enjoyed studying. I will continue and see how far I can get. So I started studying CIMA, and I did that for a year, but then realized that I much preferred the tax and the system for startup businesses, small enterprises, and so forth. So I contacted CPA, and right from the start, the encouragement, literally the handholding was there, and the flexibility to allow me to coordinate my years as to what subjects could I aim for, how could I get there. I decided from the start that it wasn't going to be a race, that I needed to adjust it to my lifestyle, adjust it to my work experience, and yes, get there. So yeah, thankfully in 2001 I qualified, and It's hard to believe that next year that'll be 20 years on. And 20 years on, the CPA, the Institute, it's still there. It's still there for me. I got the ongoing support that you get from the Institute is huge. And at every turn I've taken, they've been there to support me. So I'm really glad that way back I decided, no, I'm going to change course and go with CPA. So in 2014, I became a fellow, which was sweet. And it was nice to be able to do that. You'd be surprised how quick the years pass. So, yeah. The recognition that you get as a CPA is well worth it. Like when you sign something as a CPA, and let it be for revenue or for government, for grant aid, for whatever, it's recognized. And that in itself is well worth the hard slog of getting past those exams. The recognition that I got allowed me then to travel a bit. I got to a stage where I thought, well, let's see if I can carry this qualification with me. So in 2018, I got the opportunity to Accounting for International Development to travel to Peru. It was massive to be able to do this. The poverty was something like I'd never seen before, but to be able to travel out there, put a system in place that they were able to rely on, back the funders were able to rely on, really meant that this charity could continue. So that in itself is just so satisfying. It was good. Yeah, and I'm currently doing some work with them for a larger charity that has branches throughout the world. And again, once I submit my CV, they're quite happy to engage me to give them support. I've also had the opportunity to mentor a number of the students throughout the years. And I suppose this, as Adam mentioned earlier, like CPA is flexible enough that you don't have to be in a practice. You can be in industry. I was pretty much in the charitable sector. So trying to get experience in the relevant areas, again, CPA were there to guide me and support me along. And I have since mentored CPAs to get their qualifications. And I'm very glad to say I have two working on the team with me in Ballyhara, and it's good. We often put our heads together, as we said, CPAs, to get through the different challenges. The debits and credits, lads, they'll follow you. They will. So, yeah, that's about as much as I can say about myself. So, unless Adam, you might have a few questions, maybe.
Yeah, perfect. I'll open the floor as well to anyone if they'd like to maybe just put in a question and answers for myself or for Mary. I know, Mary, you kind of touched on a couple of points there, which, you know, we've always stayed true to, I suppose, you know, that support, that flexibility, you know, to help guide our students, to help guide our members. And right on, I'm sure you know yourself, you've probably gone on and done a lot of CPD courses, maybe you've opened up your own practice as well and had that guidance as well from the Institute to hopefully get to where you are today. So that's something that, you know, we have about 5,000 members and students, and I suppose that allows us to give that one-to-one support for each student and each member as well. Maybe you might have found it's been very beneficial to you.
Definitely. Through the practice, with the practice, you have an extra number of CPD hours that you have to do each year. The CPD is very relevant, so you're kept up to date with everything. And in last year, I completed a diploma in the governance of charities with CPA. And again, that was very useful. The support was there, and everything is very relevant. And you're kept up to date with all the FRSs and all the standards. So it's good. Yeah.
Great. Perfect. Well, I'm just going to pop up on the screen as well, just for anyone who, you know, might have any individual questions that they'd like to maybe email myself. I know I've been in a conversation with maybe with a lot of you already, but also there's my email address, our website, and also my personal work mobile if you want to call me for a chat. And also I'd also like to thank Mary as well for her time. So I just see a couple of questions coming in here. So one of the questions is, how long do you have to complete all your exams? So coming in at our professional stage, once you've gained your full exemptions, you have 7 years to complete your remaining 9 exams. So the flexibility really is there for you to progress at, you know, your own pace as well. So, and you can manage your exam sittings as well. So we have them April and August. And as I said, you can sit between 1 and 4, and you have up to 7 years as well. Now we hope it won't take you that long, but you know, sometimes things get in the way, life gets in the way, and you might need that time as well. I just see another question there. What are the fees? So I won't go into too much detail. We have a breakdown of the fees on our website, on our Become a Student page. So you'd have your student subscription each year. As a student of CPA, you'd have your once-off exemption fee. And then also you have your exam fees as well. And then you'd have fees depending on the educator you go with as well. Also, I just see another question there about the training. Can you take any training into consideration? Yes, once your training is relevant and it has been assessed by the education and training team and it meets our guidelines, we can look at taking some of that training into consideration as well. Once it is relevant as well. I just see a question here as well for yourself, Mary. How have you found the time to work, raise a family and study for CPA as a mature student?
Yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act, I would have. I remember a lecturer saying to me years back to allow 15 hours a week to study. So it was definitely trying to adjust and allow for the 15 hours. I got there and I remember thinking, I'm going to have 15 hours a week to play around with. I don't know where it disappeared to, but it did. I think a lot of it is scheduling your own time. And I used to find what a big aid was to lay out tomorrow's work when I was finishing today, so that I wasn't spending the first quarter of an hour sitting down thinking, scratching my head, thinking, where am I going to start? And that was a help. I also was fortunate enough to have a quiet environment to study, and that's pretty good aid. Also, when you're studying, it's a big advantage if you can be working in the relevant areas. And that is an aid to the study when you can see the reality of something as opposed to reading it from a book and not being able to relate it back to practical experience.
Perfect. And actually, someone has just come in with an add-on, Mary. How has this affected your family life?
Yeah, well... I had 2 young daughters that grew up watching Mammy study. So, thankfully, one went down to get a medical degree and the other one went down to get a law degree. So between them, they're 2 young professionals now.
Right.
So, yes, it helped in that sense to have an environment where it was work and study and they could see the advantages of the professional qualification. In a roundabout way, yes, it was very positive.
Perfect. Well, I suppose we're just going to maybe wrap it up there. I know there's a couple of questions that have come in. If we haven't got to them, don't worry. We'll have a list of all the questions and I'll be following up with everybody who is on the webinar. So I can hopefully get back to your question as well. You know, we can kind of, I suppose, take it from there. I'd just like to thank, firstly, Mary for the time. I know you're probably quite busy as well, for the time to come on the webinar today. I'd also like to thank everybody who has come on the webinar as well, taking the time out of their day to jump on. I'd also like to thank Sinead and Claire, a part of the CPA team, who have put the time and effort into creating the webinar. And I hope everyone has enjoyed it. As I said, I will follow up with everybody, this week with some further information. And hopefully as well, maybe one day we'll see you as a CPA student in the future as well. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you, folks.